NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and each and every week we talk to the head coach of the Southern Door Eagles, Ryan Zilke. And coach, it's hard to believe that 7 weeks have already come and gone.
Yeah, it's been a long process to a short season. Nice to see that we were able to get a conference schedule in, and we're excited for what may come from here. Still some unknowns, but we're excited to be playing for a conference championship.
And what does that mean to you, knowing that you had this goal and you always knew that you're going to have at least five conference opponents, maybe six, throughout this year that you're going to have to battle? But, of course, the seventh opponent was COVID all along.
Yeah, that was our biggest battle for sure, and the adaptation of what this season meant. But when it came down to it, we knew that football was the purest part of this whole process, and we were excited to see what these kids brought to the table. And for the most part, it exceeded our expectations. We got some great athletes that turned into very good football players, and we were able to put some impressive games together in the conference. Struggled a little bit outside of our conference, but we're hoping to definitely cap that off with a win tonight.
And you mentioned there at the end there, conference, non-conference, big difference there. And what's been maybe the secret that you've been maybe able to unhatch against the Packerland Conference opponents that, against Luxembourg Casco and Sheboygan Falls, two schools that have slightly bigger enrollments, been able to pick from slightly bigger guys, maybe slightly faster guys as well. What's been maybe the secret that you've been able to kind of crack the code of in the Packerland Conference?
Well, I don't think it's a secret. I just believe that the teams that we went against, like you said, with bigger enrollments, equaled bigger rosters and guys not having to go both ways. And, having a full team worth of seniors on both sides of the ball, that's going to hurt your chances. Luxembourg had some even their sophomores who were, competing against our sophomores, but then still had some other parts around them that they were able to move and be successful within their scheme. And those guys didn't have to play both ways. They didn't have to platoon where our guys do. But when we face light competition, we're able to show that skills from a scheme that we work so hard on is able to compete at that level, and once it's I don't want to say an even playing field, but a more neutral, so to speak, we're able to shine through.
How big of a confidence booster was last week's 40-0 win over Michigan after those two hard losses?
Definitely something that we had to get under our belt to get that confidence back going into this week. A big matchup against Montreal, and we were not on the ropes, but definitely two hard-fought games, and that Sheboygan Falls game was the outcome we wanted. No matter how it ended up, that was never being blanked on a scoreboard. It is not what you expect to have happen. We have a better football team than that, and it's a lot of attitude that we had to adjust, and I thought that they rebounded well against Michigan, and I think that we're starting to get back to our swagger that we need to have to and do something in this conference.
Big part of that swagger, coach, and we're joined by Ryan Zilke from Southern Door. Alex Dowse, he went down with an injury last week. How is his health heading into this game?
We're keeping a close eye on him. As of right now, he will be going on Friday. He gives us our best chance to win, so we're willing to look at him battling through with a little bit he's got going on. It's nothing too serious. It's going to be a pain management thing, and we'll see how Alex performs. We were very happy with Jack Peterson in a backup role and thought that he ran that team very well and was able to give us that time to give Alex Dowse a break. Jack being able to throw the ball and run the offense as is designed, we don't really have to take anything out of the playbook. So it's very nice to have that option if something were to happen, and if Alex can't go, we're very confident that Jack will get the job done.
And a nice thing that we also saw last week was the return of Nick Bowen finding the end zone, was able to put up a five spot on Michigan. Very impressive, and especially if Alex Dowse is hurt or isn't as mobile as he'd like to be, it's nice that you still have a nice horse in the backfield to rely on.
Oh, and that's one thing that, you know, in the option game that Alex does bring the confidence to pull that ball a little more often, and that does take the ball out of Nick's hands sometimes. But when we have teams that are keying on Nick and he's drawn a double team even out of the backfield, it's nice to have that secondary look. And you know, if we can get some good line play and we can run the ball, that'll open up our passing game as well. With Nick, you know, his confidence is definitely climbing, and we know the athlete he is, and I think every conference team knows the athlete that he is, and look to take him away and look to neutralize him, so we have to find ways to get it done. But last week it was a matter of, you know, we were trying to run the clock out. We had a good lead, and we just kept running Nick to do that, and he still found success.
What got you more excited last week, the fact that you put up 40 points or the fact that he shut him out?
The shutout, for sure. Some of our defense has definitely been striving for. We went into Clintonville in the first game, and the defense pinched a shutout, but kickoff gave up that touchdown. And, you know, it's just something that had eluded us up until then. Our guys definitely worked very hard on that defense. It's an aggressive defense that we do take our chances on. But we were happy to see the guys pull off the shutout and really came to play. And that became very important to them towards the end. And even when we were doing subs to finish the game off, you know, a guy that came in Sam Board to get his, you know, interception late in the game to ice it was just, it was great to see.
Coming in to Brussels on Friday is Bon Duel and another team, 5-1 on the year, only lost to Lawrence Academy that opening week. They've run the table in the conference and also beat Seymour along the way. What do we know about this Bears team?
Power football team, very, very well coached, very good team. They're going to look to very similar to Peshtigo, but I think a little crisper. They're going to look to hammer the ball down our throat, but they also do have a passing game. I'd like to lull you to sleep with the run. Just keep hammering it at you. You don't know who's getting it, whether it's the fullback or the upback. Wing coming across. They have their options there. And then all of a sudden he'll drop back out of the same look, and they'll go for the deep, you know, kill shot. So we had to definitely coach the guys up. We're trying to get them ready for a physical game, and they have to be ready to be as physical, match physicality, and bring a punch of their own to show that we're gonna stand in, and if we can force them to pass and make them one-dimensional, I think we'll have a good shot against them. But they're a good, strong team, and they really, you know, gave it to us last year with their heavy senior group. And it's a bad taste in our mouth, and we definitely want to give them a little retribution this year.
Well, Coach, we usually do the fill in the blank, but I think you filled it in there. If you can force them to throw, Southern Door has a good chance of winning this game.
I do believe so. I think if we can take away their bread and butter and look to get them out to what they're not comfortable with, even though they are good at it, I don't think that that's what they're looking to do coming into the field. And who knows, maybe against Sheboygan Falls, like that game, they'll come out chucking the ball with a no huddle. But I don't see this, you know, see this out of Bon Duel. So I think if we can stop their run, we'll be successful.
And then final question for you, Coach. We're looking forward to hopefully another week or two of playoff football after this. But if for whatever reason, we don't get that opportunity. Is there a moment this year that you'll look back on fondly?
Basically, the look on the kids' faces when we realized and understood that we were going to be able to play a season, the hard work that they put in and the sacrifices that they had made and the other seasons that they had lost, to have that, you know, joy and ability that they had worked that hard for to come to reality, it was a pretty special moment. And, you know, with all the football and all the good things that have come, it's also watching these guys get to do what they do best. Compete as a group and, you know, show their school pride every time they step on the field.
Coach Ryan Zilke leading his team the battle against the Bon Duel Bears Friday night. We wish you good luck.
Thanks, Tim. I'd like to thank the parents tonight, as that's Friday night is parents' night, and, you know, without them we couldn't have gotten this done, and they've been very supportive this year. So I'd like to thank all the parents, and go Eagles.
This is Tim Coles from the New Radio Sports Network.